This is Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Can stock market data be considered music? Investors, stockbrokers, and others in the financial industry might think so. Most others would probably say no. Landon Schnurbusch, a senior planning to graduate in May 2021 from Southeast and double major in musical composition and mathematics actuarial science, used a disclavier piano to compose and program music for his final composition recital using Dow Jones stock market data. I spoke with him on the television program SE Connect.
Hi, Landon.
Hi there.
So, how'd you get the idea to take stock market data and turn it into music?
Okay, I'm going to take you back just a little bit. Initially, I had been speaking with Dr. Hampton, who is the chair of the music department at the university, mm-hmm. about these new disclavier pianos that I think we'll hear about pretty soon.
Just a second, yeah.
And basically, these are pianos that have the ability to play themselves. So I'm a music composition student, and I've got a recital coming up. And I started thinking, what are some ways that I can use these pianos in new ways to make music that's really different from what people might have heard before? So I came up with a couple of different ideas, and this idea to take some data and try to have it run through a piano. It seemed really different, and I just wanted to try it out and see what the result would be.
All right, so to learn about the disclaviers, Kevin Hampton, who's the chair of the music department, was here in fall semester 2020, and he talked about this piano. So let's roll that clip and get a little background on the disclavier piano.
Disclavier has been around probably a little over four decades now. But the difference is that the new disclaviers are actually Bluetooth compatible, and there are USB ports so that students can connect their smart devices to these instruments. They can utilize any kind of software program, really, to record, to create new music. You can actually program this piano so that it will respond as a partner with you. There's a great example of that with Dan Tepper, who is one of the new young emerging jazz pianists. And he actually programs the piano so that if he plays a lick, the piano plays it back, but in a different way. And so then he begins improvising on top of what the piano itself is responding to.
So this is amazing technology. So you took this disclavier and you decided to put this data into it to stock market. So how difficult was it to do, I guess? Because it seems to me that, I mean, it's a lot of computer programming, isn't it, sort of?
It is a lot of computer programming. It was a completely new programming language that I had to learn in order to be able to write these pieces. Now, Dr. Hampton had been having a similar conversation with me a few months ago about Dan Tepper and what he was doing, mm-hmm. And I found some information on Dan Tepper, and I knew that he was programming using this language called SuperCollider, which is a programming language that's built for music, and it's built for sound synthesis, and it's also built for algorithmic composition. So what I'm doing would fall into the category of algorithmic composition. So basically, I had to learn how to get SuperCollider to interact on my keyboard. I had to learn how to get it to interact with the piano so that I could have communication between the two, between the computer and between the piano, and that's what has allowed me to write a few different pieces. I basically programmed the SuperCollider, I programmed the disclavier to work with SuperCollider so that when I play a key on the piano, the piano sends a message to the computer and tells it which note I just played. And then the computer will randomly select a chord and send those notes back to be played by the piano. So you've got this random element where as I string together a melody, you actually get a randomly put together chord progression that happens. So I call this, right now I just call it random harmony because I haven't come up with a better name for it yet.
Okay.
But you could play any melody, and every single time that you play that melody, you're going to get a different harmonic progression that goes with it. I think this is kind of fun because as music people, I know that we're frequently listening to new pieces and making predictions about what's going to come next, what's mm-hmm. the next chord that they're going to go with. And that's sort of what this piece takes, and it makes something really cool out of it, and you sit there and even the performer doesn't know what's going to come next. I might have predetermined what melody I'm going to play, but part of the fun is just that we're all in this room and it sort of feels like something's happening involving fate, and who knows exactly how it's going to end up.
Every performance could be a world premiere because it's going to be different every time,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's going to be different every time, exactly.
So why Stock Market Data? Why it as opposed to something else?
So the next thing that I'd wanted to do after I got this Random Harmony piece to work, it took me about 6 months to get that happening, the Random Harmony thing, because it's a relatively complicated problem of how do we model like any possible chord, and then how do I figure out how to get the computer to actually do what I want it to with sending the chord to the piano and all that. So that took a while. And then I was just in a place where I was done with that piece and I wanted to do something completely different. So I had been speaking to different people about what this piano can do, and along the way you sort of come up with ideas during these conversations, and someone had told me, well, you know, what if you ran some just straight up data through it, something that's not meant to be musical in any way,
yeah.
But you just take some, you take some data and see what happens. And so I was looking for a data set that might have some sort of story-like element to it, or something that wouldn't be entirely random, but something that might have meaning to people. And I remember I was in around the fifth grade, I think it was fifth grade, when we were experiencing the recession of 07 and 08. And I was probably just a little bit too young to realize the full emotional impact that that had on people at the time, but I remembered enough of it that I thought that maybe that would be a good starting point. So I found some data and I sort of selected the starting dates and the ending dates to be at peak points, so that you get this decline and then you get this slow build up to where you end up back where we started. So the dates that I selected were just supposed to be a good representation of that entire process. And I just wanted to put it through the piano and see what it sounded like. And it turned out that it was a relatively good selection for the data that I was going to use, because basically high values of that index would correspond with high notes on the piano, and low values of that index correspond with low notes on the piano. So you end up getting this thing where at the beginning you're in a really high range of the piano. It's twinkly, it's bright,
yeah.
It's relatively optimistic sounding. And then it quickly dives down into the bellows of the instrument. And all of a sudden you have this boom, 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 boom type of thing going on. So you end up getting these different characters that sort of nicely correspond with the emotions that people might have been feeling at the time.
So did the music sound good when you first heard it? Was it what you wanted it to sound like? Because you want it to be pleasing to listen to, right?
So that's interesting. It wasn't surprising the way that it sounded. It, you know, it's a little bit random. It's not like it pulls from a particular scale. Now, I could have set it to play only notes of a C major scale or something if I'd wanted to, and I kicked those ideas around. But once I heard it, I think that there's a certain element of, as you're listening to it, maybe you hear a particular lick or you hear something within it that sort of sounds like something that's more musical, as opposed to just completely random notes that are going through. And I think that's kind of part of the fun too, is different people are going to hear this piece and they're going to hear, it might be three notes in succession that sound, you know, maybe they sound more like music, and you go, oh, that sounds kind of like something I've heard before.
Landon Schnurbusch is a senior planning to graduate from Southeast in May 2021 and double major in musical composition and mathematics actuarial science. To hear more interviews, visit krcu.org.